Shalom. You are listening to The Set Voice by Pastor Randolph Ajay. This podcast will help you clearly identify God's voice in this season of uncertainty by solidifying your walk with Christ. And now, let's hear the word of God for today.
Shalom, child of God. Welcome to The Set Voice. I believe that, you know, you are doing well, that the grace of God has kept you, and that all things are working out for your good. I strongly believe that this year is a winning year for you. It's a winning season for you, if only you would be able to understand the will and the intent of God for your life and walk according to it. It would be a blessed year for you. You know, lo and behold, we are almost getting to, or we are at the end of the first quarter, almost at the end of the first quarter of the year. And I want to believe that you've made the most of, you know, the days and the time that God has given you. If it's something that you haven't, just so you know that, you know, time is not on our side, but you still have time. It's time to, you know, make amends and put things in order and make sure that you are doing all that you need to do this year to win. Understand this. If you keep doing the same things over and over again, you would end up having the same outcome. If you don't want the outcome you've had in the past years and in your previous relationships and all that concerns you, you just have to decide and intend to do things differently. Today, I want to speak on a very, very important subject. I want to speak on the presence of God. I want to speak on the presence of God. The Bible says that in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. The Bible talks about how there is so much fullness of joy in the presence of God, and in his right hands, there are pleasures forevermore. In other words, the presence of God brings satisfaction. The presence of God brings fulfillment. The presence of God drives away fear. The presence of God brings peace. The presence of God brings progress. If there's anything that we have to do, it is that we seek the presence of God in everything that we do. Now, just imagine and think of the Garden of Eden. You know, because Adam and Eve dwelt in the presence of God, they had no need. Everything, you know, was going very, very well for them until that fateful day when they encountered the devil himself in the form of a serpent. And they were brought to a place where they ended up sinning against God. And that was the place where, for the first time in their life, they lost the presence of God. I want to read the word of God in the book of Genesis, the chapter number 3. So as you know, in the book of Genesis, the chapter number 3, it talks technically about the fall of man. The Bible talks about how the serpent comes and twists the word of God and deceives the enemy and shows her a tree which is desirable to the eye. And the Bible talks about how Eve eats it and gives a part of this for Adam to eat. And when you read the verse number 6 of Genesis, the chapter number 3, the Bible says that, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave her husband with her, and he ate." The verse number 7 says, "Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And the Bible says that they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings." There are some, you know, interesting things I would want us to delve in and, you know, dive in and expatiate on. The Bible talks about how Eve and Adam eat of the tree that God had forbidden them not to eat of. And the word of God says that as soon as Adam and Eve ate, their eyes opened and they realized they were naked. Now, you have to understand this. They did not become naked when they ate the fruit. They recognized they were naked when they ate the fruit. What did it mean? What it means is that Adam and Eve technically had always been naked, but never in a day did they recognize their nakedness until the time they ate of the very tree that God asked them not to eat of. And the Bible says that immediately they recognized they were naked. So then, you know, we have to go deeper and look into why would Adam and Eve for such a long time be naked and not know until that very day they ate of that tree. And as I was meditating upon this scripture, the Holy Spirit brought me great insight into this scripture and said, listen, The reason why all of a sudden, for once, Adam and Eve recognized that they were naked because they sinned. And when they sinned, what happened is that the sin rid them of the glory of God. Now, the word of God says in the book of Romans, the chapter number 3, the verse number 23, the Bible says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. It means that anytime we sin, anytime, you know, we begin to indulge in things that does not glorify God, we are ridding ourselves of the glory of God. The Bible says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. What it means is that in the garden, Adam and Eve, even though they were naked physically, they could not see because spiritually the glory of God that, you know, inhabited in Eden had covered them. Now we understand that Eden means the presence of God. Eden means the glory of God. Eden is an earthly and physical expression of the glory and magnificence of God. Now, when Adam and Eve were in Eden, when they were walking according to the will and mind and dictates of God, in as much as they were physically naked, you know, the glory of God had so much overshadowed them, the presence of God had so much, you know, covered them and clouded them that never for once did they feel like they were naked until the very day they disobeyed, they sinned. And why? When they sinned, what was happening is that all of a sudden the glory of God that had enveloped them and had tabernacled over them and had covered them was removed. And for once in their life, they recognized they were naked. What does it mean? It means that the glory of God, the presence of God, is a covering. Life without the presence of God is a very naked life. Life without the presence of God is a very lonely life. Life without the presence of God is a life that brings realization to the fact that you are nothing. You are naked. Now, take this. Nakedness does not just mean the absence of clothes physically. Nakedness means the absence of covering. It means the absence of glory. It means the absence of satisfaction. Anytime you decide to indulge in sin, anytime you decide to do the things that God is asking you not to do, you end up ridding yourself of the glory and the presence of God. And what eventually happens is that you would come into a state where your soul, your spirit, and your body would begin to feel the nakedness. Adam and Eve never felt naked until they disobeyed God. And listen, you see, the presence of God covers our inadequacies. The presence of God covers our limitations. You see, when you are full of and filled with the presence of God, you know, there wouldn't be no place for mood swings. There'll be no place for depression and anxiety and all of these kind of things that is causing so much havoc and harm to, you know, young men and women of our generation. You can see that, you see, our generation has become one of the most tech-savvy. It is one of the most knowledgeable generations. Our generation has everything at our fingertips. We have, you know, advancements of communication. We have, you know, tech materials at our disposal. We have everything. However, we are the most depressed, we are the most unhappy generation that has ever lived. We have more people, you know, committing suicide than they have ever been. We have more and more people, you know, getting to the place of anxiety and depression and a whole lot of matters than they have ever been. And the reason is simple. Our generation is a generation that wants to replace the presence of God with many other things. And our generation is a generation that is bent on disobeying God. Remember this, anytime you disobey God, you lose the covering of God. Anytime you disobey God, you rid yourself of the presence of God. Anytime you choose not to obey God, but to obey, you know, the things that appeal to your flesh and the things that, you know, the enemy is suggesting to you, you bring yourself in a place where you make yourself pruned to be naked. You see, naked, like I said, is like a house without a fence. It's like someone who is, you know, who's out there but doesn't have clothes on or doesn't have shoes on. Nakedness is, in simplicity, the absence of the presence of God. And anytime there is the absence of the presence of God, you would begin to recognize your inabilities, you begin to recognize your inadequacies, you begin to recognize your failings, and you would begin to recognize your shortcoming. But the Bible says that in the presence of God, what? There is fullness of joy and at his right hand there is pleasures forevermore. That means that the presence of God brings nothing but greatness and goodness and blessings and joy and happiness and pleasures to that man or woman that will decide to honor God and to live for God. Therefore, what I want you to understand is this. Value the presence of God. Value the presence of God. Value the glory of God. Value the presence of God upon your life and decide that you would never do anything that would cause you to lose the presence of God. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, the chapter number 1, the verse number 8, that Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. Why would Daniel purpose in his heart not to defile himself? Because Daniel recognized that losing the presence of God is so costly than just losing, you know, some friends and some meats and some drinks and some things that could just satisfy him for a season and then it is gone. Like I said, the reason why we have a lot of mental health situation and we have many, many people going through a whole lot of things in our generation is because our generation have decided to, you know, substitute the presence of God with all other things. Our generation have decided to become a generation that is disobedient for God. And anytime you decide to disobey God, you become naked. You get rid, he rids you of his presence. Therefore, son of God, daughter of God, child of God, I want to advise you and to admonish you to cherish the presence of God in your life in this season. You are going to be faced with a lot of options. Friends are going to suggest things. This media, social media, you know, people are going to bring you in a situation where you would be brought to the place where you would have to make a decision either to please God or to displease him. But understand this, anytime you choose to displease God, you are putting yourself in a place to be rid of the presence of God. And anytime the presence of God is outside of your life, it will be nothing by emptiness. It will be nothing by nakedness. It will be nothing but anxiety, depression, pain, and sorrow. Value the presence of God, for the presence of God is indeed a covering. God bless you and shalom. Have a wonderful day today.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast. We pray you were blessed. Please follow Pastor Randolph on all social media platforms. We also invite you to fellowship with us here at Kingdom Ambassador Center on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. at Unit 21 Millmead Business Centre, Millmead Road, N17 9QU in Tottenham Hay, London. Our services are also live streamed on Sundays at 11 a.m. on our KAC Network YouTube page. We hope to see you soon. Shalom and God bless you.